morning. I'm going to read to you now from Luke 10, verses 1 to 20. And he says that after these things, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them out two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. Then he said to them, "The harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I send you out as lambs amongst wolves. Carry neither money bag, knapsack, nor sandals, and greet no one along the road. But whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if the Son of Peace is there, your peace will rest on it. If not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whatever city you enter and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you, and heal the sick there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whatever city you enter and they do not receive you, go out into its streets and say, 'The very dust of your city, which clings to us, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near you.' But I say to you that it will be more tolerable in the day of Sodom than for that city. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, who are exalted to heaven, will be brought down to Hades. He who hears you hears me. He who rejects you rejects me. And he who rejects me rejects him who sent me." Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And he said to them, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." This is the word of the Lord. Amen.
Good morning, church. You know, you are allowed to use the seat at the front, you know. They're not reserved for anyone, so. Are you okay this morning? I think that, you know, this song, and that's what I was trying to kind of push to the guy here. Sorry, I think that we are kind of touching the place where, connecting to the place where his power can overflow and his grace can you know, abounds in this place, and we start touching that grace. Can you feel His presence now? Because He's here. God is here. The Holy Spirit is here. And He want to do good to you. He want to bless you. The Holy Spirit is here. So my heart cry right now is that you stay in that place and connected to Him as we go through the Word of God this morning. And because your deliverance is here already. Hallelujah. While I was having my time this morning, it's like a prophetic picture that came to me, and it may be, I know it is for people here right now, even people watching online. I've seen a sort of huge axe, you know, the axe, and moving, and you know, right to left, right to left, and destroying things. And I've seen the axe kind of ruining lives, ruining finances. And I've seen the axe, you know, destroying people's health, destroying relationships. And I've seen the axe moving and cutting through a dream and projects and visions and hope. And I've seen the axe destroying things, bringing sicknesses, you know, even sickness that people are ashamed of sharing or talking about. And this axe is moving, and suddenly I've seen from heaven a mighty hammer just come and bang, destroy and shattered the axe, and it kind of split it to a tiny pieces where you can't even recognize the axe anymore. And suddenly I heard a voice said, "I am the Lord. All power belongs to me. Deliverance belongs to me. Authority belongs to me. I am here. Your deliverance is here." And I know straight away that God is about to do something among us. And I can connect with Pastor Robin this morning, because remember Joshua, when the time comes when they were going, preparing for battle, you know, he assembled the people and the people and said to them, "Look, tomorrow God is about to do something with us. But you must sanctify yourself. Sanctify yourself, sanctify yourself, including myself, sanctify." We must sanctify ourselves because God is moving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word. So we sing, "Great are you, Lord." We sing, "Great are you, Lord." We say, "Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. All power belongs to you. Authority belongs to you. All glory belongs to you. Come among us. Come among us." We receive. We receive. If you identify with this word, raise your hand and say, "I receive. Lord, I receive. I receive. Father, we receive. For you are great." We receive deliverance. Receive your power. And we sing, "Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Jesus. Great are you, Lord. You are mighty. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Jesus. Great are you, Lord. Greater you, Lord. Greater you, Lord. Greater you, Lord. Greater you, Lord. Jesus, you are great. At home, Lord, we sing, great are you, Lord. And we wait on you. We wait on your power, your deliverance, Father. Holy Spirit, we wait on you. Great are you, Lord. 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 And all sort of sicknesses, all sort of addiction, all sort of captivity, today you are released. All sort of oppression today, God is delivering you. Cancer is disappearing right now. Because those things cannot stand in the presence of our Lord. Cancer, infirmities. God is restoring your health even now. Great are you, Lord, we say. Great are you, Lord. 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 The favor of the Lord is going before you. It's going before you now. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. The favor of the Lord is going before you. Yes. Great are you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. You are great. 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 You are great, you are great, and we delight in your presence. We delight in your glory. You are great, you are great. You are great, you are great. We lay everything at your feet right now, and we delight in you. Oh, Jesus, great are you, Lord. You are great. You are great. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jeff, for reading the scripture for us this morning. And wow. Thank you for your Shekinah glory. Wow. Luke 10, verse 1-20, we've heard the scripture this morning, the word of God this morning. And I've got a question for you. I've got a question for you. And my question is, what excited you? Or what excites you? You know, what is that thing that kind of give you joy? What excites you? Because sometimes, you see, I could step into an environment where, you know, the presence of God is moving and, you know, worship is rising and God is moving. God is at work among his people. But even, you know, during or despite God's presence, I could see people remaining, you know, perplexed or remaining, you know, indifferent to the touch of God. People remaining indifferent. People remaining totally unexpressed. I stepped into places where God is at work and the prophetic is being released with power and accuracy. And you see, but I could see people still cold. I'm not talking about this morning. I'm not talking about you, but this is a reality. People are cold, like if something, nothing is happening. People are cold. And you see, I ask myself these questions. What can bring joy to our hearts, to our soul? What can bring this joy to us that, you know, we can jump and run and be joyful like in our youth, like children, like a child? What is that thing that can bring that satisfaction to our soul? I ask myself that question. What is that thing that can make our heart rejoice so that we can dance in his presence? So that we can rejoice in his presence, in the presence of God. With, you know, praise and thanksgiving. You know, David said this. He says, my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise the Lord with joyful lips. He said, because you have been my help, therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. In your presence, I will rejoice. So, what is that thing that could bring rejoicing to our souls? The Bible says here that the 70 disciples returned to Jesus and they were joyful. I could imagine those people kind of limping, jumping, coming to Jesus and saying, oh Lord, can you imagine? Oh, you know, can you see even the demons? Even the demons. Do you know why they jump? All the stages, they jump the miracle, they jump the raising of the dead, they jump the cleansing of the lepers, they jump off him, and they came, they say, Lord, can you imagine? Even the demons are subjected to us. Do you know why? Do you know why? Because, you know, up to this place, up to this point, Jesus was working with his disciples. He spent years and years with them, teaching them, showing them, you know. And they seen Jesus raise the dead. They seen Jesus, you know, doing all sorts of miracles. They seen Jesus, you know, even multiply bread and fish to feed 5,000 people. They seen Jesus even, you know, one day the Bible says that, you know, there was Jesus was going his ways. And there was a woman, a poor woman, going to bury her own only son. Her only son. And with sorrow, with sadness, with cry, and, you know, and Jesus said, no, I must do something. And openly, Jesus went and touched the coffin, touched the body, And the boy came back to that, to life. He came back to life. One person said, amen. You know, he came back to life. You know, Jesus done all sort of miracle. They seen Jesus. But there was a point when, you know, some people, you know, this guy came and he couldn't see Jesus. And he called Jesus' disciples and said, look, my son is possessed by this demon. Can you do something? And they went and pray. We seen Jesus done this, you know. And they couldn't cast out these demons. But when they came back to Jesus this time, they say, Lord, can you imagine? Even the demons are subjected to us. Hallelujah. Even the demons are subjected to us. Jesus is the name that is high and lifted above all name. You know, but before they returned to Jesus, before this scene, you know, before this sequence, something happened. The Bible says, verse 1, he called the 70 people, 70 disciples, he appointed them. The Bible says, he appointed them. He appointed them. He called them and he appointed them. He appointed them. Do you know what appointed means? He appointed them. Do you know what he appointed means? He gave them power and authority to go and do the things that he was doing. Oh, Jesus. I mean, I said earlier that, you know, my introduction was in for here, but you know, I'm thinking is that I said Jesus gave them power and authority to go and cast out the demons. Let me read the word of God for you. He said, after these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them 2 by 2. Before himself into the city and places where himself was about to go. Now he said to them, go and preach the kingdom of God. Go and preach the kingdom of God. Go and heal the sick. Go and raise the dead. Go and do the miracles that you've seen me do. After these things, you see, you know, the disciple at this, up to this point, up to this moment, they've seen many things, as I was saying. They've seen Jesus performing all sorts of miracles. You know, Jesus, even you know, the disciples of John, they were confused because they thought, you know, even John was telling them, I am not the Messiah. The Messiah is to come, but they didn't believe it. When Jesus came, you know, they were confused. And they went to Jesus and they asked Jesus, you know, are you truly the Messiah that is to come? And Jesus replied this to them. And Jesus said to them, go and tell John. Go and tell John the things that you've seen and the thing that you heard. Jesus said, the blind see. The lame man walk. The lepers are cleansed. So the deaf hears. The dead are raised. The poor have the gospel preached to them. He said, the poor have the gospel preached to them. The preaching of the gospel is the deliverance. The preaching of the gospel is, you know, that which bring people into the fulfillment of God. Hallelujah. He said, go and say to John what you've seen. Go and say to John. And they were kind of content with that statue, because Jesus is here. The master is here. He can do everything. He will do everything. We just need to kind of, align ourselves. Stay under his wing. In the shadow of your wings, I find my refuge. You do everything, Lord. But the Lord said, no. Now is the time. Now is the time for you to go and do the thing that you have seen me do. I give you power. Now go. Now go. They didn't understand. They didn't imagine. They couldn't imagine. They couldn't see. They couldn't envisage. Ça, c'est le français. They couldn't imagine the things that the things that God could do among you, and that's the same impression we could have this morning, even in this place. We are here. Do we imagine? Do you imagine what Jesus can do through you? Do you imagine how dangerous you are for the enemy? Do you imagine that you have the capacity, the ability, the authority by his name to raise the dead? Do you imagine that you have the capacity, the ability by his name to cast out demons? Can you think and can you receive that? Can you go and manifest the glory of God in this generation? The Bible says that the world is suffering. They are suffering and they are waiting for the revealing, unveiling of these children of God. What are we doing, church? But Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. You see, there was a moment. There was a time, long time ago, I love mission. I love mission. And we used to go to a country called Mali, north of Africa, a Muslim country, and a very, very hard ground, very, very difficult. And we, follow the mission team, and then we go and conferences, crusade, and the big names, and then we just pray in the background. But a moment came, and then there was a request from a village that they need to send people. We need to send people. They are waiting. Please come and minister. And they call three of us. Two English-speaking guys from the team. These are, mature Christian. I was just a few years in the ministry. Following Jesus at that time. And I used to translate for those English guys. So I thought I would be translating. And then we went to that village. Then we went to the place. It was like a church under, So, plenty of people sitting and waiting. And on one side, you see them sitting on, on the floor, on a chair, these are people like farmers that had back pain, they had injuries, all sorts of things. And because of that, poverty is ravaging, the place, and we need to come and minister to them. So we went there, and they're gonna preach and do what they do, and then I'm gonna translate. And then we went there, and then one of them say, the guy that was leading say, "You Emmanuel, you're gonna do this." I say, "Beg your pardon?" He said, "Emmanuel, you're going to do this." I said, "Are you going to do what?" "I'm going to translate to you, yes." And he said, "No, you're going to do this." And I said, "Wow, okay, let's do it then." But we we start worshiping God, and we start worshiping God, and then I just ask for the Holy Spirit to come, and you know, suddenly we see people, especially on my right, I could remember, on my right, gradually, these people, they start, you know, standing up and praising God. And by the time you know it, they're dancing in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, the power of God is available to you and will manifest in your life only if you dare to believe and step out of the boats. That is what Jesus requests from us. That is what Jesus required from us. The Bible, Jesus says, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Then teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always, to the very end of the age. What are we waiting for? 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 I've learned to step out, to be ready to step out, to be willing, not even ready. You see, not even ready. It's how ready we can be. How ready can we be? You know, I've learned to be willing to step out every time when it is required of me. I've learned to do that. I've learned to do that. I've learned to do that. And Jesus. And when we step out, we carry the message of the kingdom and we preach the message of the kingdom. Last Sunday, I was I watched the the sermon. I was on California beach and enjoying myself. I'm joking. So I watched Andrew talking about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God. And Jesus said, "Go and preach the kingdom." So what is our message? What is our message? The message has not changed. The message has not changed. The same message Jesus preached. He said, the kingdom of God has come near you. The same message that the apostles, they preached after Jesus departed. You see, he said, that Jesus that you put to death, but God, by his power, authority, and grace, raised him from the dead. It is the same Jesus performing this miracle among you today. The same message. The message has not changed. We've got the same message. What is our message? What is the message? Jesus, the Son of God, is the only one who can deliver and from the coming wrath of God. Repent, Jesus said. That was his first word, his first preaching. Repent, repent, and be baptized. Come to God. The message has not changed, for there is no other name under the heaven given among men by which we must be saved but the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus alone is the name that can save. There is no other name. You know, every other God are dead and buried. I can't guarantee you. You know, I come from a place where they worship us. Oh my goodness. You know that. Was that last year? I went to my country and buried my dad. I buried my father and wow! Shebro satalebo kontayabaha. You know, if Jesus is not who he said he is, I will not be here today. No. They said, no, you got to do this, you got to do that. This is the tradition, this is the culture. I said, look, not me. Mm-mm. My name has changed. You know, I walk through things and go this way, come that way. You know, I say, and we're here today preaching the message of God. Nothing. He said, I give you power to walk and trample of scorpions and the demon's power, Satan's power, and nothing shall harm you. Jesus said that. Jesus said that. So what is our message? What is our message? What is our message? The message remains the same. Powerful, transcending times, transcending culture, transcending generation, transcending ages. Hallelujah. Still powerful, restoring life, raising people, transforming people's life. Hallelujah. Bringing people to salvation and the knowledge of God, the only one God. The message has not changed. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, his begotten son, so that whoever believes in him must not perish but have eternal life. The message has not changed. The message remains the same. Jesus is the Savior of the world. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father but only through me. Hallelujah. Jesus is the door. He said, I am the door. I am the door. Outside of Jesus, there is no life. Outside of Jesus, there is only darkness. Outside of Jesus, there is only death, you know. And we, people live in death and they don't even realize that they're living in death. But he has given us the mandate to go and set the captive free. Hallelujah. The message remains the same. Hallelujah. Jesus, he says, the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that they may have, you may have life and have it to the full. Have it abundantly. The message has not changed. Shabro Sataraba Kandele Boha. The message has not changed. It's the same message giving hope to this generation. It is the same message transforming people's life. It is the same message of Jesus Christ, the message of the gospel, changing and transforming situation and circumstances. Hallelujah. 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 I've seen in my family. I've seen, you know, I've seen. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. I pray for my family. I pray for people. I pray. But one by one, they will come to the knowledge of Christ. You see, but I thank God. I found hope. He said, I know the plan that I have for you. Plan to prosper you. Plan not to harm you, to do good to you, to give you hope and good future. Wow. Wow. I finished my message. I want to be disciplined today. The message of hope. The message of grace. Your situation going to change. Your life going to be transformed. He called you to be the head, not the tail. The first, not the last. He called you to be overcomers. He called you to walk in light. He called you to be the answer in every circumstance, every place that you find yourself. He called you to be the answer. So do not be surprised when people come to you. He said, come and buy. And that's what we do. Come. Freely you receive, freely you give. Hallelujah. Come. Come without money. Come and buy. Without money. Hallelujah. And that's what we are doing. I learned to buy without money. Hallelujah. I learned to draw from him. Jesus. A message of hope. The message of hope. And when the change and transformation comes, it is kind of palpable. It is tangible. You know, we have to see it. You cannot tell me that you are a follower of Christ and keep walking in darkness, as we've been told this morning. Hallelujah. Ah! Jesus. Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for your grace. Lord, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your deliverance. Lord, you have begun a great work in our lives. From the moment we gave our lives to you, even from the moment, because you say, even before we were conceived in the womb of our mothers, you knew us. And you will perfect your work concerning our lives. So even today, Father, I pray for this congregation, every man and woman, every person under the sound of my voice, here now. May your grace abound. May every one of us realize the power that dwells within us. May we respond to your calling. And may we be your vessel in our contest. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Now, I wanna throw this at you before I finish. You know, Saturday is second. Coming Saturday, we've got an event here. What I call event is a prayer breakfast. So, prayer breakfast outreach. Prayer breakfast outreach. So that's what we've got here. So you've got, yes, it's on the screen. So starting from 10:30. So we pray. Can we pray for Kate? Can you come? We can pray for you. Because we're talking about this Jesus. That is the miracle working God. We can pray for you. I sent a message to Kate. I said, I love your new shoes, but I don't like it. So Saturday, 10 o'clock, 10:30, we are here. Let's be an army. Let's be an army. So the plan is, or the calling, the invitation is, we come for prayer, breakfast, and then we go for outreach. What are we going to do in terms of outreach? We're going to go and do door-to-door across this area. Okay? Door-to-door. We're going to go knock on people's door. We've done it before. It was fantastic. Knock on people's door and bring the message of hope to them. Hallelujah. Are you going to be part of the army? Next Saturday. Let's pray. Can we raise our hands and pray for Kate?